I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Boy, that felt good to say. The off season is over, but before we kick off the racing, we have to take a look at the changes for 2018. Chevrolet teams have a new car. The Camaro ZL1 will make its track debut. Rode in a real one at MIS in August with Ryan Newman. He stated the Chevy teams are excited for the new car and hopes it'll translate into a strong year for the Bowties. The new inspection process is undoubtedly state-of-the-art. Instead of claws or templates, they've turned to technology and created a full-size 3D scanner that will streamline the inspection process to 3 minutes a car and look at everything, top to bottom, in one scan. NASCAR officials allowed teams to use one of the scanners at the R&D Center during the off-season. 150 appointments were made and 800 scans were performed. Hopefully they have the bugs worked out. Fans will notice some changes on pit road as well. They've pulled all the custom air guns and teams will be using a standard issue this year. They'll also pull a crew member, so many teams will run with no tire carrier on the front or the rear. The fuelman can only fuel and no other help is allowed. I'm sure the teams will adjust, but the changes are expected to slow the pit stops between 1 and 3 seconds. And finally, driver changes. Eric Amarola will drive the number 10 for Stuart Haas. Darrell Wallace Jr. will be in the number 43 for Petty Motorsports, and they've changed to Chevy for this year. Casey Kane will be in the Levine Family Racing, number 95. Paul Menard moves over to the 21 for the Wood Brothers. And Hendrick Motorsports has a couple of fresh drivers in the lineup and a number change. Chase Elliott will be driving his father's famous number 9. 2007 Xfinity Series champion William Byron will drive the 24, and Alex Bowman is driving the 88 full-time this year. And finally, if you plan to travel to a race this year, check your dates. Some of them have been shuffled in the schedule, and tickets for both MIS races went on sale yesterday. We do have some racing this weekend. The Clash is always the kickoff of the season. Open to last year's pole winners, former Clash winners, playoff contenders, and 500 pole winners that raced full-time last year. That made 20 eligible, but only 17 will race, with Dale Jr. and Kenseth stepping away and Danica opting out. The lineup includes McMurray, Brad Kay, Austin Dillon, Harvick, Blaney, Stenhouse, the Busch brothers, Eric Jones, Logano, Newman, Larson, Johnson, Truex Jr., and Casey Kane. The race will be run in two segments, 25 laps, then a 50-lap run to the finish. Don't miss out on the televised practices, 10:30, 1 o'clock, and 3 p.m. on Saturday on FS1. Daytona 500 qualifying runs kick off at noon on Sunday on Fox, and full flag-to-flag coverage of the Clash begins at 3 p.m. Sunday on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steve, and that's your Fast Lane for Friday, February 9th on Big Country 102.9. Brought to you by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Complete Car and Truck Accessories, and Complete Detailing Services.